A Slice of Life in the CLC. Snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This month, St. Peter's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Iron River, Michigan. Stambo, Michigan, began as a mining town. Iron was discovered in 1851, but since the region was so remote, exploration did not begin in earnest until the 1870s, and the first mine was opened in 1880. Soon there was a rush of activity, and numerous mines were in operation by 1910. The earliest mines were on the west side of Stambo Hill, and atop that hill, 10 nearly identical two-story homes were built for mine managers. At the end of that row, an even statelier brick building was erected. This was the parsonage for St. Peter's congregation. To this day, two open pits from abandoned mines can be seen a short distance down the hill from the parsonage's backyard. With the mines came people from many places, numerous Italians and Finns, and some Swedes and English and Germans. And so in 1889, St. Peter's congregation was formed to serve especially the German Lutherans in the community. It was rather informal at first. A pastor came from Florence, some 35 miles away, by horse and buggy. Services at first were in homes, then in a rented church building. But the gospel was desired by the settlers, and the gospel was proclaimed. By 1906, the congregation was large enough to construct the church building, which is still in use. In 1915, the first resident pastor was called. The area was growing. In 1937, there were 37 mines operating in the county, and so did the congregation. Some years, there were as many as 21 or even 24 baptisms. But there was also problems. After one pastor committed suicide, the congregation lost many members. The following pastor resigned under a cloud. Some difficulties developed between the congregation and the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, Wells, over discipline matters, and the congregation even joined the Iowa Synod for a brief time. But unity was restored in the congregation. They rejoined the Wisconsin Synod, and the congregation again grew. One can see the size of the Sunday school in 1931 from the picture above. The Lord sustained the congregation through some very hard times. In 1937, St. Peter's called George Tiefel. He also served a congregation in Crystal Falls, until it dissolved 10 years later. Pastor Tiefel deserves special mention because he served the congregation for 32 years and is still remembered in the community. He also was the pastor who found it necessary to lead the congregation out of their old fellowship and into the newly formed CLC. This action was taken in 1960. When the mines began closing in the 60s, the region's communities suffered population decreases, and so naturally did the congregations. The last of the mines closed in 1975. Stambo shrank, and so did neighboring Iron River, until it was thought wise to consolidate into one city and call it Iron River. St. Peter's congregation now is smaller, only about 40 souls, but it continues to be active. The ladies of St. Peter's group meets monthly and does the usual things of planning, assisting in, and funding special projects. One special activity is the Christmas party in December. Each lady makes a point of inviting someone from the community to come as her guest, and the numbers swell. We sing carols and exchange small gifts. Gifts always seem to enjoy themselves. We have only a small Sunday school, but we have always had a VBS in the summer, which draws others from the community. We have benefited greatly from the Traveling Vacation Bible School, TVBS, program, which for several years has helped us to spread flyers throughout the town. Last year we passed our flyers at the big parade in connection with the rodeo, the only professional rodeo in the Upper Peninsula. The results are modest, but the effort worthwhile. One ministry the congregation has supported is a regular service in the Iron County Medical Care Facility. This began when members of St. Peter's were in residence and has continued into the present. Although we currently have no members there, the number of those who attend services is not large, but there are regulars you can expect to see nearly every week. Occasionally, it becomes clear that I am the only pastor with whom some of these people have contact. Once, when I was asked what church I served, the conversation turned to people all naming the churches they are a member of, and one woman looked at me and said, "You're my pastor." Well, that wasn't true, and is not likely ever to be true. It nevertheless shows the value of serving them to the extent that we are able. Our author is Norman Grieve, pastor of St. Peter's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Iron River, Michigan.